The Buffett rule was blocked by Senate Republicans on Monday, but that doesn't mean President Obama's given up trying to raise taxes on the wealthiest Americans. On a campaign swing through Ohio and Michigan today, he was right back at it. Mitt Romney argued his case in a speech in North Carolina, which is probably the back-and-forth way it's going to go till Election Day. Commentator Robert Reich says on taxes, we ought to let history be our guide.
One of the most pernicious economic falsehoods you'll hear during the next 7 months of political campaigning is there's a necessary trade-off between fairness and growth. By this view, if we raise taxes on the wealthy, the economy can't grow as fast. Wrong. Taxes were far higher on top incomes in the three decades after World War II than they've been since, and the distribution of income was far more equal. Yet the American economy grew faster in those years than it's grown since tax rates were slashed in 1981. This wasn't a post-war aberration. Bill Clinton raised taxes on the wealthy in the 1990s, and the economy produced faster job growth and higher wages than it did after George W. Bush slashed taxes on the rich in his first term. If you need more evidence, consider modern Germany, where taxes on the wealthy are much higher than they are here, and the distribution of income far more equal. But Germany's average annual growth has been faster than that in the United States. You see, higher taxes on the wealthy can finance more investments in infrastructure and education, which are vital for growth and the economic prospects of the middle class. Higher taxes on the wealthy also allow for lower taxes on the middle, potentially restoring enough middle-class purchasing power to keep the economy going. As we've seen in recent years, when disposable income is concentrated at the top, the middle class doesn't have enough money to boost the economy. What we should have learned over the last half century is that growth doesn't trickle down from the top. It percolates upward from working people who are adequately educated, sufficiently rewarded, and who feel they have a fair chance to make it in America. Fairness isn't incompatible with growth. It's necessary for it.